This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. U.S. Senate Republicans on Friday blocked creation of an independent commission to investigate the deadly riot by Donald Trump supporters at the Capitol in Washington, a move aimed at preventing a bipartisan probe ahead of 2022 midterm elections. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Six Republicans voted with Democrats to move forward, but that was six shy of the votes needed to overcome a GOP filibuster. Democratic leader Chuck Schumer calls it a shameful show of loyalty to former President Trump, who had urged Republicans to kill an investigation into the insurrection by his backers.
This vote has made it official. Donald Trump's big lie has now fully enveloped the Republican Party.
Republican leader Mitch McConnell argued the probe would be partisan, though the panel would have had five members from each party. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Joe Biden on Friday unveiled a $6 trillion budget for next year that's piled high with new safety net programs for the poor and middle class. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
President Joe Biden laid out a $6 trillion budget for the 2022 fiscal year Friday that adds new safety net programs for the poor and middle class and increases taxes on businesses and high-earning people. The budget incorporates the administration's eight-year, $2.3 trillion infrastructure proposal and its $1.8 trillion American Families Plan. The budget also adds details on Biden's $1.5 trillion request for annual operating expenditures for the Pentagon and domestic agencies. Despite the proposed tax hikes, the budget would require the government to borrow roughly 50 cents of every dollar it spends this year and next. Mike Gracia, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. A top World Health Organization official on Friday criticized the fractious debate that has recently arisen between the United States and China regarding the ongoing search for the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic, saying the whole process had been poisoned by politics. Speaking in Geneva, WHO Emergencies Chief Dr. Michael Ryan said the claims in recent days over where the virus may have originated were largely without evidence and were hurting cooperation.
If you expect scientists to do their work, if you expect scientists to collaborate and actually get the answers that you want, actually seek in a non-blame environment to find the origin of the virus so we may all learn how to prevent this happening in future, we would ask that this be done in a depoliticized environment where science and health is the objective.
Earlier this week, President Joe Biden asked U.S. intelligence agencies to explore the origins of the virus, including whether it might have come from the lab in Wuhan. China hit back at the suggestion, accusing Biden of playing politics with the pandemic. The European Medicines Agency has recommended that the use of the coronavirus vaccine by Pfizer and BioNTech be expanded to children ages 12 to 15. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The recommendation follows similar decisions by regulators in Canada and the US last month as rich countries move their vaccination targets along. The EMA's recommendation is based on a study of more than 2,000 adolescents in the US that showed the vaccine was safe and effective. Researchers will continue to monitor the shot's long-term protection and safety in the children for another 2 years. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Friday inaugurated a landmark mosque in Istanbul's Taksim Square, fulfilling a long-term ambition to build a Muslim house of worship at the city's main public space that has become an emblem of the modern Turkish Republic. Erdogan joined dozens of mask-wearing worshippers for the first prayers at the towering 3,000-capacity mosque on Taksim. The square was also the site of mass anti-government protests in 2013, sparked by the government's construction plans at the adjacent Gezi Park. The Turkish leader had promised supporters of his Islamic-oriented ruling party a mosque on Taksim. Critics, however, see the mosque's construction as being part of Erdogan's plans to undermine the legacy of Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, who established the secular-oriented republic after the collapse of the Ottoman Empire. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.